Hi, Nolan Johnson here for Real Time with IPC Apex. I'm speaking with Oren Manner. He's the Director of Business Development at Siemens Industrial Software and Digital Manufacturing. Oren, welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
We're here to discuss Apex, and Siemens will be present at the show. What are you bringing to the show floor in San Diego?
Yep. So, I mean, we're going to be bringing, you know, a suite of applications. And some of our focus this year is going to be around this, you know, supply chain challenges that are still running through the industry, right? We're still seeing the shortage of components. And we really have, you know, quite a number of applications which are there to try to address this this challenge. You know, which we've seen last year and is continuing this year. Probably also we foresee it to be, you know, with us maybe even for another year after. And we have, of course, Supply Frame, the latest acquisition that Siemens did last year. So the booth is really going to be with Supply Frame and Siemens together. And we're going to be showcasing the Supply Frame DSI platform, you know, designed to source intelligence and all of the capabilities that they bring. And we're also going to show how some of the Supply Frame data has already been integrated into the Siemens applications. So allowing our customers, you know, running design for manufacturing analysis and programming different types of machines and doing different type of quoting and costing to use some of Supply Frame data regarding availability, regarding price, regarding alternatives, in order to make supply chain aware decisions, you know, through the process, whether it's the design phase, whether it's the, you know, handoff before, whether it's in the pre-production, where you're just, you know, thinking of where you're going to manufacture this and how you're going to manufacture it, or if it's really, you know, on the shop floor just before you're going to start and you have to finalize all of your acquisitions and so on. So that's definitely something that we're going to be focusing on.
Supply Frame sounds quite intriguing, Oren. Where does that fit in the overall business operations model for a company?
So Supply Frame, I mean, you know, first of all, works with OEMs, right? So OEMs, when they're planning a design and doing some, you know, initial conceptual design, and they're starting, that's really where Supply Frame brings them a lot of insights regarding, you know, making decisions around the BOM, right? I mean, you select your discrete components, your microprocessors, your capacitors, and if you make good decisions, you know, and you look at life cycle, end of life, right, availability. And if you're doing a design and you know you're going to be doing most of the manufacturing in Mexico, then, you know, Supply Frame might tell you that this component is very hard to get outside of Southeast Asia. And if you're going to be making this product mostly in Eastern Europe, Supply Frame might tell you these components are rather, you know, available in the Americas, but not easy to get in Europe. So you can make these decisions. You can see that this component, for example, is going to be end of life in about a year. So if you're, you know, planning a 3 to 5 year program, maybe this is not the best component for you. And also it will allow you to, you know, select multiple alternatives. Maybe if in the past we could survive with two alternatives, we see now that this crunch in the availability of components, one thing is to just select more and more alternative components to give you the agility and flexibility when you get to the production later on.
Yeah, this certainly has been an ongoing issue for the industry. I have to grant you that.
Yeah. So, and then of course, Supply Frame also joins us in manufacturing where you have the design and you actually have to now source it. Okay, again, you can use a lot of their insights in order to understand where should I source it from? Who has more availability? Is it Avnet? Is it DigiKey? Is it Aero? And what kind of prices can I get directly from the chip vendor? How does the pricing look like now? Now, you know, we've always had long lead items, right? And we've also had always had strategic sourcing. But my feeling is today, the situation is so grim. The entire BOM is basically a long lead item. And if you don't do strategic sourcing for your entire BOM across all your products, then you cannot manufacture, you know, as much as you want. And we're seeing that our manufacturers, if they need to do a batch of 1,000, they only do 800 because that's what they can source. And they do the missing 200 next week. Right? So that leads us to the other challenge, that the mix is going even, you know, higher. Lot sizes are shrinking because you can't source components. And since people want to get the products into the market and there's a crazy demand for electronics, right, in vehicles and automotives and EVs, so they're making ECOs, right? They're changing the design, they're altering their BOM, they're bringing in different components, very similar, but not identical. And then they're telling the manufacturers, okay, you know, just run with this component. But then it turns out that that component has a different supply form, the pins are slightly different, this stencil doesn't match, right? And you start seeing quality issues. So also we're gonna show how we have the tools to really help us cope with the high level, try to minimize the ECOs upfront, but also try to minimize the impact on the process of all of these ECOs on the shop floor.
That's a lot to show on the on the show floor in the booth. I take it you will have a series of demos available for interested people?
Exactly. So we will have demos available for this whole supply frame. We will be focusing on our DFM analysis, of course, the whole process engineering, and of course, OpsCenter, which is our consolidated MES and real manufacturing operations platform, right, including our analytics, our ability to do low-code cloud development, getting all the data from the machines, so the connectivity. So we'll be showing that and really showing how, you know, this, all of this, the data flow through all the applications. So we're really, you know, maybe, you know, one of the best in the industry to take an enterprise and digitalize this whole design through manufacturing flow.
That is going to be a very interesting conversation to be having on the show floor. I certainly am interested in finding out more about what you have to say. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us, Oren.
Sure, keep safe, and I hope to see you in a couple of weeks.
Once again, I've been speaking with Oren Manner. He's the Director of Business Development for Siemens Industrial Software and Digital Manufacturing. Thanks for listening.